it's getting kind of late, and we won't be in another town for at least an hour. Maybe we should find a place to stop for the night. Okay, can you look up some plots nearby? That's fine. At this point, I'll take anywhere with a bed and some walls. I really thought we were going to be able to make it home before the sun went down. I guess I vastly underestimated the stopping power of traffic jams. Well, at least we're in a town. We can pick up some food and other things if we need it. What'd you find? 4-star hotel? I'll take it. Which way is it? Direct me. Oh, it's pretty close. Perfect. Let's hope they're not packed for the night, then. Oh, soft, fluffy hotel beds. Whew, this is perfect. So few hotels have genuinely soft and fluffy beds. Let me just... Hey. Hug. My baby. Yeah, it feels great to finally be able to take my foot off the pedal. We have been driving for 7 hours. Oh, God. Oh, before I forget, can you send me those songs from your playlist? Thanks. I want to download them onto my phone so I can play them again. And maybe this time I'll actually be able to properly sing along. Wow. To tell the truth, I don't actually remember the last time I slept in a hotel. We used to stay at hotels a lot when I was a kid. They used to be so exciting to me. Especially if they had a pool. Hey, do you think they have... Actually, never mind. Even if they did, it's not like I packed anything to go swimming in. That's a shame. A swim in a pool actually doesn't sound too bad right about now. Then again, I am pretty tired. Maybe chillaxing in the hot tub would be better if they had that too. Oh, shoot. Speaking of which, didn't they say that the hot water shuts off in about 20 minutes? 11 o'clock, right? It is 10:38. I gotta take a shower before then. I do not want to go to bed all greasy. I'll just... Oh... Right, you need to as well. Maybe you can just hop in and out really quick? Like, 10 minutes each? Though, that wouldn't really leave us much time to enjoy it. There's nothing worse than being rushed out of a hot shower. Okay, why don't you just do it then? I'll go tomorrow morning, as soon as I wake up. Yeah, no, that's fine. Go ahead. Take your time, too. You look ready to collapse into bed. I think you deserve it more. I've been driving? I mean, sure, but... Ladies first and all that. Okay, fine. You're clearly not taking no for an answer. What a gloriously irritating commitment to being a good girlfriend. Okay, how about this? Either A, we both go to bed greasy and gross and miserable and take turns tomorrow morning when we wake up. Or B, the more sensible option, we go in together? Yeah, No. Like a couple. Showering together, saving water and all that. If you're okay with it. Yeah? Are you sure? Me? Honestly, I've kind of wanted that for a while now, actually. Okay. Then let's not waste any more time. Although I hope it's big enough for the both of us. It doesn't look too big. If we both get in, we'll have to get pretty close. Sure. Okay. I'll just close the door. Yes, even in a hotel room, I'm still paranoid. I'm a paranoid person. And I should not have agreed to watch horror movies with you. I'm fine. Come on, we're wasting time in hot water. You just look cute with wet hair. Well, thank you. How does the water feel? Does it feel all right? Good. In that case, here. If it's not too much to ask, can you wash my shoulders? They just feel really tense. And I want to be touched by you, if that's okay. Nice feeling you touch me. I can feel all the stress and grease just melting away. Wait. Don't stop. Please. Thank you. This is my first time. You're my first girlfriend. I never got in the shower with my parents when I was a kid. I was too scared of the noises the shower and the bath made. And I just refused to ever try them. I never really saw a reason to shower with anyone else. I mean, I would only ever get this close and vulnerable to someone I really, really trusted. I hope you know what this means for you, honey. Of course. I trust you. I don't mind being this close to you at all. In fact, I really Am I okay? Honestly. I'm tired. Honey. I'm so tired. I don't know how to describe it. I just... I'm tired. It feels really nice when you hold me close to you like this. It helps. It helps a lot. Thank you. Wait. Let me turn around. I want to hold you in my arms now. My girlfriend. My precious girlfriend. Do you want me to put my hands over you? Is that okay? Okay. God, you feel so tense, honey. Try to loosen up, okay? Just relax your muscles. Don't try to make your body move or anything. Just go completely slack. Don't tense up anywhere, just let it all go. There you go. Back to your resting position. Do you feel a little better? Okay. Do you like it when I hold you here? Yeah? And what about here? I like it when we have these moments together. When we're alone. Nothing else in the world coming in and bothering us. Nothing else matters. No distractions. Just me. And you. Being this close to you. Intimate. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I'm so blessed to have met you. Thank you for being in my life. You know, I thought it would be uncomfortable needing to fit in this slightly small tub together. But now that we're doing it, I don't mind at all. It's really, really nice. Can we stay here like this for a little longer? I'm not ready to face the outside world again. Can I just stay here with you?